Jamie, lawmakers and the governor were not able to come to terms on a budget in 2015. Did this gridlock extend to passing new laws as well?
This was something I was a little surprised to find out. I was putting together kind of our rundown of new laws that will go into effect in January, and I expected that there would maybe be fewer of them this year than we've seen in the past because the session was really characterized by this gridlock and inability to get a budget passed. And I put this list together for the last few years for Illinois issues, and when I went back to compare them, I found that this year it's a little over 230 new laws going into effect in January. In the last 2 years, it's been pretty similar numbers. So actually, they maybe got more done than people noticed.
Let's talk about some of those laws that did pass. People with more than four DUI convictions automatically lose their licenses in Illinois, but some who fall into that category could get a chance to drive again under a law taking effect here at the first of the year. Tell us a little more about that.
It would be a restricted license, and if you had four DUIs and had lost your license, you wouldn't be able to apply until 5 years after that license revocation or 5 years after you get out of prison, because some folks end up going to prison over multiple DUI offenses. Whichever one is longer, you'd have to prove that you've been sober for 3 years. And then if you did get the license, you would have to agree to put a BAID device that makes you take a breathalyzer to start your car. The sponsor of this legislation said that the thought is a lot of people who, you know, have lost their license for their whole life are now maybe still driving. And the hope here would be to make it safer, make it legal. And this legislation was supported by Mothers Against Drunk Driving, which is maybe a little surprising, but they kind of agreed with that train of thought that it would be better to have folks taking these breathalyzers to make sure that they're not reoffending.
A few new bans will be kicking in the coming year. What is going to be outlawed in 2016?
The probably highest profile piece of legislation that banned something was a ban on conversion therapy. It will ban efforts to try to change a person's sexuality for minors. So the idea here being if a minor identifies as gay or bisexual, that there are some entities out there that will try to, change their minds on that. And that has been outlawed. If any medical practitioner does this therapy, they would open themselves up to potentially losing their license into civil lawsuits. Pretty much every medical society that you can find out there says that this conversion therapy is unprofessional and something that mental health professionals should not be doing. Another ban that applies to minors is a ban on powdered caffeine. This came about after there were a few high-profile cases of kids ordering powdered caffeine off the internet and getting really sick and in some cases dying. And then there's also going to be a ban kicking in on powdered alcohol across the country. Other states have banned it, and that will be for everyone. No one will be able to buy powdered alcohol, no matter your age.
Patients with terminal illnesses, they could get access to new treatment options under another new law that's coming in. How will that work?
This was known as the Right to Try Act, and it's for patients with terminal illnesses like cancer or AIDS who have basically tried all their other options and then would be working with their doctors to seek experimental drugs. This legislation allows them to go directly to drug manufacturers and request those drugs.
Also, some changes that were part of a package of policing reforms will kick in starting in January. Tell us about some of those changes.
This legislation was kind of heralded as probably the biggest achievement of the spring legislative session. It's a bipartisan bill meant to make all kinds of reforms across law enforcement, the most notable of which is setting about rules for police departments who want to use body cameras. Other pieces of that will kick in will be some new training requirements for police officers. The law will also create a database. So if a police officer is fired for misconduct or leaves their job while they're being investigated for misconduct, other police departments could find that out if they go apply somewhere else.
Jamie Dunn is the Illinois Issues Editor. I'm Sean Crawford.